Perfect. Okay. Well, welcome everyone. It is Friday, August 5th, 2016. And my name is Mary Getten. I'm going to be your hostess today. And I'm a telepathic animal communicator. I teach animal and nature communication workshops. I lead trips to meet with whales and dolphins in the wild. And I'm the author of Communicating with Orcas, The Whale's Perspective, and a contributing author to Dolphins and Whales Forever. So I'm really happy to have all of you here today. It's been 2 years now since I started this global water healing meditation on the first Friday of the month at the request of my whale friend Granny. So it's great. I'm so happy to get so many people to offer to facilitate and to lead these different meditations, and to have some of you guys come in every month. It's just really heartwarming. So I just hope it spreads and gets bigger and bigger, because the more of us that do this together, the more powerful it is. So today we have my BFF, Shoshana Avree, who's going to be leading our meditation today. And Shoshana has been practicing and teaching shamanism for close to 30 years now. And she's really passionate about working with the spirits and helping people through shamanism. She came through the Foundation for Shamanic Studies, which is Michael Harner's group, and she completed all their courses along with a 3-year apprenticeship program, and that was like over 15 years ago now. So she's studied with other indigenous teachers, and she does private sessions as well as teaching workshops. And she has an apprenticeship, a 3-year program coming up soon. So if you're interested in that, you could check out her website, which is shaman-inspirit.com. And if you go to the globalwaterhealing.org website, you could just click on her name there, and it will take you to her website. So Shoshana's going to take us on a shamanic journey today. And what we're going to be doing is addressing this toxic algae bloom in Florida. So I think this whole thing started about 6 weeks ago. Lake Okeechobee is a huge lake in the southern part of Florida where there's a lot of agricultural runoff from especially the sugarcane industry. And all of those fertilizers going into this really shallow lake, and it's been a very hot summer. What's happened is it's created this huge toxic blue-green algae. And to release the pressure on the lake, the Corps of Engineers releases water out into two different waterways. The St. Lucie River, which runs east to the Atlantic, and the Caloosahatchee River, which runs west to the Gulf of Mexico. So when they opened the gates and released all this water, what they did was they released this toxic algae to both coasts. So it has been really bad on the East Coast, from about, I think it's up around Stewart and going south down into like West Palm Beach. And this stuff is mean and nasty. That's the only way I can put it. It's thick. They're saying it's like a guacamole. And it causes all kinds of skin issues, respiratory issues. It is really toxic. And what it is also does is it kills all the oxygen in the water, so the fish die. So you can imagine, both of these areas, there's a lot of manatees, there's dolphins, there's fish, there's all kinds of creatures who are unfortunately dying off, and it's not really getting any better. So this is what Shoshana is going to take us on a journey to see what we can do about this today. So Shoshana, could you star six yourself if you haven't, to unmute yourself and come on in?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, perfect.
Okay. Thank you, Mary.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Well, hello, everybody. As Mary was saying, I practice shamanism, and I'll be, for those of you who've never experienced that, I can give you the 2-minute in the nutshell definition. All of us are animus, so to us, everything has spirit. We're all sentient beings. And we commune in the spirit world through the practice of journeying, which is a discipline. It's over 100,000 years old, and every indigenous people on the planet have practiced it and practice it the same way today. Mostly we all listen to a drum or didgeridoo or Tibetan bowl, depending on where you come from, and that's 95% of the shamans practice that way, and 5% of the shamans also use plant medicine. But I don't do that, and we're just going to be using, I'm going to take you more on a guided visualization about this, using power animals, because otherwise I would need to teach you the journey and the whole discipline, but we're still going to get there, and you're going to have the feel for the experience. I certainly hope so, because we really need a lot of help down here, and we're grateful that you're willing to give us a hand. So what I'm going to start with is I'm going to call in the spirits as I know them, so you'll hear me kind of singing and rattling a little bit, and that's to bring protection to everybody on the journey, and call all the power animals in. We'll be working with your power animals today will be a manatee, and we'll be meeting them at the Crystal River. But I will take you through all of that, and I'll talk for a while to get you going, and then you'll hear me drumming, and you'll just kind of have to allow yourself to follow the drum. It's called sonic driving. You can kind of just let the drum take you where our intention is set when we start talking about where we're going. And as the drum goes, you'll be meeting devas and oversouls of certain places, and I'll be asking you to get information. So then I will drum for a while, for a few minutes, to allow you to get that information or do the healing work, whatever, you know, is called for. So to begin with, I'm just going to rattle a little bit. You all can get comfortable. If you have something to cover your eyes, that's nice too. And you take some deep breaths. And if you have power animals, some of you have worked with me, you have power animals, call your power animals in to be with you, or the archangels, or whoever you work with, because the more the merrier. I mean, the realms want to help us however they need to be asked. So feel free to call everyone in to participate, and I'll be doing that now. Hey, la, la, la. 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 Hey, la, 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 hey, la, hey, la, la. Hey, la, hey, la, la. Hey, la, 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 hey, la, la. Okay. So close your eyes, or keep them closed, and take a few deep breaths. Just breathe in and relax. Breathe out and take another deep breath in. Let your body just sink into where you are. We're going to go travel out of time. It's a wonderful place to be. We're all protected. It's a good time, even in the bad times. So take another deep breath. And I want you to imagine yourself at a place called Crystal River. It's in Florida. If you've never been there, just imagine a beautiful, clear river lined with old cedar trees and moss hanging over the middle of the river. There's grassy banks, and in that river are all these welcoming manatees, these beautiful, gentle giants. They're so happy. They know that we're coming, and they're excited to be there with us. So I'm just going to drum for a little minute and just make sure you find yourself there. Now open up your imagination. Shamanism is all about imagination and intention, and all things are possible. So here we are on the beautiful banks of the Crystal River, and these manatees are looking at us like, yeah, we're ready to go. Hello. So when you get there, why don't you jump in the water and hook up with one of the manatees that feels write to you or may call to you in some way. They're becoming your power animal for today on this journey. They know what's expected. We're all in spirit. We're all in a place of safe travel. And you can tell them that we're going to visit the algae bloom on the east coast of Florida that has been very hazardous to the wildlife it encounters. So meet one of these manatees that you feel connected to and hug them, greet them in any way you wish, and tell them what we're going to be doing. And once you've met them, tell them you've been told that they need to put some armor around them and you, some spiritual, physical armor, because this algae, I've gotten the information, it's kind of this hybridization, just a mishmash of some really difficult, toxic things that have synergistically worked to be even worse. So when in real life, when this touches your skin, it actually burns. So we just want to take all the protection and caution we can. So tell them to please armor themselves up and to put some armor on you as well. And they'll know how to create that for you. So I'm going to give you a few minutes to connect, meet your new best friend for today, and armor up. Thank you. Good job. So now you're going to set your intention on this clear and sunny day with the wind blowing gently and feeling the warmth of the sun on your body to get on the back of your manatee power animal and head for Lake Okeechobee first. This is the site of the biggest problems. As Mary was saying, the sugar industry has dumped pesticides and herbicides into this lake unfettered, along with neighboring waste products. And we're going to set our intention to meet the Deva of the lake, asking what we can do to reverse this mess. Those of you unfamiliar with the Devas, they're like oversouls. They're the reigning being, spiritual being over a particular area. And every area has one. Every blade of grass has one. So we want to speak to the person who knows most about what's going on here in the lake and what we can do about that. So that's our intention. We're going to put that in our minds. And now you're on the back of your power animal, your lovely manatee, and everybody's suited up. And we're flying into the air. And feel yourself lifting off the ground from Crystal River into the air towards Lake Okeechobee, which is in the middle of the state of Florida, more south. The air is gorgeous. There's a big blue sky. The sun is on your back, warming you in the gentle breeze. You are crossing the state, and we see orange groves, rolling hills, and lovely neighborhoods. You're looking down now as you're flying towards the lake. You see this big, huge body of water just below you. And it's coming into your vision. And you're heading down slowly and gently. And as you do so, please pay attention to everything you see down there. There might be information gathered on the journey down, not just when you meet, but there's always something the spirits have in mind for you to see. So down, down, down we go towards the huge lake that feeds South Florida her water. And allow yourself to feel the vibration of her essence. Take a deep breath on the back of your manatee, and you're within this vibrational field of hers. She's huge. The lake's huge. And just allow yourself to feel her essence coming towards you and in you so you have a feeling of who she is. Now we're going to glide down onto the lake with our intention of seeking out the Deva of the lake. Take your time. Look around and remember what you see, feel, and hear as you're going. Oh, there she is, the Deva of Lake Okeechobee. She's right over there to your left. You can see her. She's lovely. She's like a water sprite. Let's go up to her and ask her about the lake, how she is doing, and what she knows about what is going on here in the lake, and what she believes can be done about it. Take your time and ask questions and have a conversation. And let yourself do this on the sound of the drum. Alrighty, I hope you all got a lot of information. I will have to say for my part, she was quite chatty. And there was a lot of interesting information coming from that, as well as the difficulty of experiencing this in her life. So let us thank her for her help and tell her we're going to, as Mary was saying, I was getting the Indian River Inlet, but maybe that's where the Lucy River is, to see how we can help with the algae bloom there. Seems to be a more contained area. Let's set our attention of going there to the Lucy River Inlet, and I want you to feel yourselves on the back of your manatee again. Just hang on and feel yourself lifting off the lake on your manatee power animal. And we're going up, 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 the intention of going to the Indian River or the Lucy River Inlet. And we're back up again in the sky that is so blue, as Florida has these exquisite blue skies, blue everywhere, filled with gorgeous white cumulus clouds. And it's warm and breezy, and it's just beautiful. And just up ahead, we're moving east, and just up ahead is the inlet. And we can easily see the foamy green algae all over, seemingly spread out for miles. And as has been described, it looks kind of like guacamole. And now we're heading towards this bloom. And it's amazing to look at. And if it weren't so dangerous, it would be exquisite art. So our intention is to meet the oversoul of the algae so we can learn more about them. Keep the intention in your heart and your mind as we start to land onto the algae bloom. It's a bit foamy feeling as we're coming down and landing in it, but we're okay. We're completely zipped up and we're just getting a real feel for it. It's kind of sticky. And as we're finding our way, traversing through this kind of yucky stuff, up ahead is a figure, and that is the oversoul of the algae. So let's head towards her to ask what the story is. And here we are getting closer and closer, arriving at her presence. And she seems so puzzled to see us here. So take some time to introduce yourselves and ask the origin of the algae and its purpose. And take the journey on the drum. Thank you. We're going to continue on with speaking with her. So I'd just like to put some more ideas in your mind to ask her. Let's ask her how we can help as we let her know what is happening to the wildlife in the inlet and anything that is touched by the algae. Also ask her how we can heal this experience and how can we live in alignment with the algae with respect and understanding. So take some time and ask her these questions as you remember them. Try to remember everything she tells you and take it on the drum. I hope you were able to get lots of information, and we'll all be able to talk about that afterwards. So let's thank this Oversoul, this lovely Oversoul, for assisting us and leaving her feeling confident that we'll do our part to make this better. So take a moment to thank her for allowing us to participate here and giving us all this information, and promising we'll do whatever we know we can do and possible to do to help. All right, everybody. We've done some great work, and I thank you for all of these efforts. We're going to have a little bit of fun right now. We're going to fly to the ocean, which is to your east, to clean ourselves off and the manatees, so we can all let go of our shields and armor. So I want you to feel yourself lifting off the algae. And if you're concerned that we'll be taking this to the ocean, I saw all of us in the last exercise neutralizing everything as far as the eye could see. We all worked together, shedding light on top of this algae and neutralizing it for a lot of reasons that I got conversation about the algae and what can be done. They said, let's try this. So not to worry that you're going to bring anything with you that will proliferate. It won't energetically. So feel yourself lifting off the algae, say your goodbyes, and head towards the ocean, which will be east. And we're lifting up. We're out over the inlet now, and we're back into this beautiful sunlit sky. And you can see out ahead of you this gorgeous, gorgeous ocean. Turquoise water, so inviting, blue skies above, and a perfect day for a swim. The sandy beach is coming into view now, and we're flying right towards everything. We're going to take these deep dives into the ocean. Let's just plunge in for a good wash off, and you can have your power animal release the armor, and you can let go of your shields as they have served you well. And we can swim for a few minutes to clear ourselves and get refreshed. And you can do so on the sound of the drum. You can keep swimming for a bit as I'm going to say a blessing to the water as you swim. Dear Mother Water, we ask you to bless all the sister waters around the world. Please put out the call for clean water, blessed water, and the way for us to raise our consciousness to know her as part of us. We bless you with all of our hearts. We are going to send the intention of clean water everywhere. So everyone, feel into your heart, align with your higher self. Take a few breaths to do this. You know, as we take a breath in, we're relaxing and expanding more, and a breath out. And another breath in, and feel into your heart. And as you're doing that, find all that exquisite light of love and the consciousness that is in your heart, and send that out. See it beaming out to the water everywhere into infinity. And let's do that for a few minutes. Keep beaming. And allow it to come around the world, and it'll come back to you as well. So it's this beautiful circle of love and light. I'm sure that felt as amazing to you as it did to me, and seeing the light everywhere is really gorgeous. That's so beautiful. Now we can thank your manatee for their help on this journey and set them free to go home, asking him what you might do for them to thank them for helping you. So take a minute for your goodbyes. Ask him what it is you can do in this reality to help them and thank them for their help in their reality. Thank you. I hope you were able to do everything you needed to do in that time, and know that you'll always be able to go visit them again. So breathe yourself back home within. Take a deep breath, wiggle your toes, move your hands and arms around. Really feel yourself back into your body. Breathe yourself home. Big breaths. Feel the blood running through your body, up and down from your feet, your hands, and your head, and give your whole body a nice shake so you know where you are in your home, in your house. And breathe in and welcome yourself home. And thank you from the bottom of my heart to your heart to all the hearts, and let it be so.
Oh, thank you, Shoshana. That was really interesting.
Can anybody talk about what they had? Any experience?
Yeah, anybody who wants to share something that you got, just star six yourself.
Oh.
Not back yet.
Yeah.
Share a little something with you.
Okay. Hi, this is Linda here.
Yeah.
I'm in Arkansas, but I also live in Punta Gorda, Florida. In fact, I was down there 3 weeks ago going to all these places that we just went to. I've been doing a lot of intense work with Lake Okeechobee, both coasts, all of the springs in Florida. I use Arkansas crystals and sacred water. And I have to tell you this, that I was at Lake Okeechobee 3 weeks ago. It was very emotional. Just thinking of it, brings that back. But the experience I had there with the goddess of the lake was she was honestly barely hanging on and asking for help, and so many things happened, but I think that there is no coincidence that today this is happening with this group. I think that's an answer to, you know, part of what was asked for 3 weeks ago. So it was really interesting. I got this on my email from, I don't know. Anyways, I was just really, I didn't know why, but I really had to be on this call today, and now I know why. And so, I really honor all of you, for participating in this, because what's going on down there is really beyond words. And it's not something new. It's been going on for years. Shoshana, you live in Florida, right? Where are you in Florida?
I'm in South Florida.
Yeah.
Way south.
Mm-hmm. I'm in South Florida.
Yeah, and it's a big issue, and I really thank you for this journey and the opportunity to, be part of this. It was very helpful, and from somebody who lives there and has been involved with it on an intimate level, working with it, I really appreciate this today.
Yeah,
thank you so much. Thank you for all the work you've done. Bless you.
And we need to keep doing it. Whatever information we got, whatever help they're asking for, we really need to take some responsibility and do everything we can here. Does someone else have something they wanted to share?
Sure, Mary and Shoshana. This is Anne.
Hey, Anne.
Hi, Anne.
Hey. Thank you, Shoshana. That was beautiful.
Thanks, honey.
What I got in the first lake was that all of this bloom is like a perfect storm that happened with a lot of toxins, but as well as what I got was the word love was what the answer is, but what that means is that the people in charge of putting in the pollution and the sugar factory and whatever, they've closed their hearts. They're run by greed and fear and hate was the word that came through, so that we need to hold space and send them love so that their hearts open. So that, because this is all a result of that, their fear, their greed, their hate, and by opening and sending them love and empathy and compassion will soften their heart so that it will stop it at the core.
That's great.
So, and then when we were in the, I don't know, somewhere we were, I went in and out a lot, but actually out in the second place, I actually literally saw, it was like snowing with my eyes closed. It was snowing. And then you talked about the light, the neutralizing it, that it was like snowing light and love onto this algae and transmuting it back to the healthy algae that it started from.
That's great.
Yeah, so that's what I got.
Thank you.
Anybody else want to share something?
Hi, this is Rebecca, and I got that it's really important to sing, that all water really, really gets healed by singing, and I also got that if you speak sweetly and not righteously about the lake, that really helps, that we can do a lot with sound and words and love, and the Dave of the algae was kind of like, first of all, stop eating so much candy, which I thought was very funny. And then I sort of got that it was sort of like she said, I'm gorgeous. I'm so big, and I'm gorgeous. And this is what happens when you don't pay attention to clarity. If you focus on clarity for the lake, you will get clarity. If you turn away, the mess that can be made is dense and beautiful. But but I don't have to be so big. So I'm not sure. I wasn't sure what to do with that, except that she really wants to be seen, but that she doesn't have to be that big.
Wow.
So that's what I got.
Very cool.
Interesting. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, actually, I got
this
that.
This is Muriel. Am I coming through?
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, I got exactly what Anne got in a slightly different form. What came through is that I call it the consciousness of heaven on earth. It's when we as an individual are in that space of feeling the completely expanded heart and the safety of that and the timeliness of that and the rightness of it. And then we want everybody else to be able to feel this too. So I call that heaven on earth consciousness. And what I got is that the ones that are responsible for the pollution in the first place, they are not having this experience, and we need to help them in any way we can to have that experience. And there are many roads to Rome, but the imagery I saw, the first thing I saw was Ganesh, which is the Hindu god of pushing through obstacles. And it was funny because it's like telescoping in on the face, the elephant face, and the eye of the elephant just looking so hard and so intently on pushing through this obstacle, and you can do it. You can do it. And I think usually Ganesh is shown to be in the middle of a web, and I'll come back to that in a minute about the web of life. But with this, the energy of Ganesh was not, it was just so strong and so like, you can do this. And the do part is to figure out how to assist the culprits to have the experience of heaven on earth, which is a certain spiritual state. And then the image I saw was like, first we have to be in that state, and in that state, then we are like Johnny Appleseed. And imagine that you've got a bag just full of sparkly little flashes of stars, and you're just throwing them out over everything and everybody. You just keep throwing it out. And that is sort of like each one of us has got so much of this star stuff to cast out on top of the algae, on top of the people responsible for it, and on top of anybody who just happens to be there. And this, of course, is energetic. It's not like saying what to do in 3D, but I'm such a believer in the power of the energetic work. And so, and the other animal totem that came in really strongly, and someone else may know what this stands for because I don't, was a stork. I just kept seeing this huge white stork. And the only thing I could think of was, you know, new birth. So, and so far as the oversoul of the algae, she said, you know, we are the creation of this is you're trying to get your own attention. And everything in nature is connected with the web of life. So when there's huge imbalance, then some part of nature steps up and says, I will do something to try to get the attention of the imbalancers, the ones responsible for the imbalance. And so that's what this is. It's like, and it will only get worse until it gets enough attention to be brought back into balance. And the last thing was, because my dog was laying with me, my husky, while I was going through this, and I was, it's funny, I was petting her fur to the beat of the drum, so she got sort of a vibratory massage. But what came through is that if whenever you're loving part of nature, whether it's an animal, a plant, or whatever, think of the green algae, because you're already in that state of great love, and then just bring the algae into your consciousness. Because in truth, love is the great balancer. If something is out of balance and you add love to it, the tendency will be for it to go back into balance. So that's what I got.
Wow. That's great.
Thanks, Muriel.
Yes, thank you.
So cool, Muriel, and I love that we can all work on healing the imbalance in ourselves to balance what is happening there. And that's so perfect for what I've been dealing with this week, which is noticing an imbalance in my own belief systems and bringing it back into balance. So thank you for bringing that piece through. And I love that you and I saw the same things, and you worded it so beautifully.
Thank you for that. And what I have noticed so far as dealing with my own imbalances is I know what it's like to be in that state of feeling heaven on earth. So I'm devoting everything in my life to figuring out how to be in that state more and more and more and more. Because in that state, there is no imbalance. And there are just certain things that seem to trigger it. So I'm just becoming this avid detective about how to entice that energetic into my consciousness just more and more with every passing day. And then, you know, we become like golden because everything we think about, look at, and touch benefits.
Yeah.
That's true. That's beautiful.
Wow.
Very beautiful. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And for those of you on the call that come often, Muriel is going to lead the meditation in November. So.
Oh, yay.
A couple months from now, we're going to get to see where Muriel takes us.
And I'll get to see that, too.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's already after 1 o'clock, so what I'm going to do is unmute the line so everybody can do their shout-out, blessings to each other, happy day, happy weekend, and we can say our goodbyes. Hold on.
Hey, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you,
Shoshana.
Thank you.
Blessings.
Blessings.
Thank you all.